We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. The push to allow self-service at gas stations in New Jersey isn't over, even though the political will to enact this change doesn't seem to be there. 75 gas stations in the state are dropping prices today to show drivers what could be. We get more now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Gas station owners are not ready to give up the fight for self-service, even though the latest attempt at legislation in Trenton stalled earlier this year. The Fuel Your Way Coalition says self-serve could save drivers about 15 cents a gallon, and today is all about raising awareness. You won't even have to pump the gas yourself today to get the lower price at participating stations, and there are a few in our area. The P66 station on White Horse Pike in Berlin, the West Berlin Delta on Route 73, Amoco on Marlton Pike in Cherry Hill, and Glassboro Delta on Delsey Drive. In February, new Senate President Nick Scutari said he wouldn't bring the bill up for a vote, essentially killing it. Just like his predecessor Steve Sweeney did, he also refused to bring similar bills to a vote.
Station owners say the prices would be lower if they didn't have to hire as many people to pump the gas. The stations hope enough people see the benefits of lower prices and ask their elected officials to change their mind on the legislation. Well, more than two dozen shots were fired at a crowded gas station in Olney. Police found a huge scene last night at the Liberty gas station at Tabor Road and Rising Sun around 9:30. A crowd of people were sent running for cover after either two or three shooters opened fire. Now, Chief Inspector Scott Small says the shooters continued to fire after people took cover in a convenience store.
They continued firing shots through the front door and through the front window into the convenience store. Luckily, no one was shot, which is remarkable, since we know there were a total of 10 people that were outside and then ran inside.
One person was treated for glass cuts to the head, but no one was hit by bullets. Police are reviewing surveillance video to help them identify the shooters. Well, the 76ers have been officially eliminated in the second round of playoffs. They lost to Miami 99-90. Miami won the first two games, and then the Sixers make an impressive comeback and won back-to-back games. But the Sixers lost Game 5 before falling again to the Heat. Let's hear from some fans leaving the game.
I thought we really could have played more with some more effort.
Embarrassing. Yeah, it was really a big disappointment considering how much we went through this year to get everyone. And then for it just end like this, it's annoying.
I'm sad. It was a great season. I still believe Joel Embiid should have been MVP. Great season, though.
Now, after the game, head coach Doc Rivers said the team overcame a lot of distractions this year, including the Ben Simmons situation, but they did not have enough time to come together after acquiring James Harden. Well, the Dad Vale Regatta is back to full capacity on the Schuylkill River, including with spectators. Jim Hanna is the president of the Dad Vale Organizing Committee.
It's one of the only venues in the United States where you can sit on the seawall. Spectators can come down, sit on the seawall, and they can see the sweat pouring off the rowers as they come down the race course. You can be that close to the rowers.
The regatta is free to attend, and being back to full capacity means more teams can take part. Drexel head coach Paul Savelle explained the entire year builds up to the Dad Vale.
Philadelphia is really the center of rowing in the United States. The Dad Vales has amazing history. It's probably the best race in the country.
The 2022 Dad Vale Regatta continues through tomorrow. Well, the pandemic has affected all students, but it's created a particularly challenging situation for second graders, many of whom are still adjusting to their first full year of in-person classes. And as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo, schools are trying to address the academic, social, and emotional impact of this unique cohort.
At Cook Wissahickon Elementary School in Northwest Philadelphia, Principal Michael Lowe has an extra second grade teacher focusing on academics.
Our data showed when we returned that it was our second graders who needed the most support.
Think about it. The COVID shutdown closed school buildings in their kindergarten year. First grade was likely all virtual or a hybrid of some in-person classes, so today's second graders haven't had the foundation of a full in-person school year. For Katie Dubow of Westchester, it was a rocky return to Starkweather Elementary for her second grade daughter, Quinn.
She would have, symptoms of a panic attack. I mean, she couldn't breathe. She was crying. She wouldn't get out of the car. She was holding onto the seatbelt.
One of the things students missed out on learning in person is the physical act of writing letters of the alphabet and words. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.